Our first halacha topic from Daf Mem Zayin is the halacha that is not known to many, which is Mefurish in the Gemara, and as well is of subtle debate amongst the poskim. And that is the halacha of Ein Hamisubin Rashon Lechol Klum Ad Sheyitom Habotzeya. If someone is motzi you in hamotzi, so then in such a case, you are not supposed to eat from the bread until the one who made the bracha eats. Tosus in Dibra Maskel Ein HaMesubin asks that the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Kuv Vav describes in the instance where a Mavarech waited around to see if the other people would drink after he made a Bari Priya Gafen and saw that someone did, and therefore knew that they had followed the appropriate custom of Kiddush. Yet, there in the sugya, it's clear that the Mevarech was not the first to drink, and the others who heard the bracha were. Yet our Gemara said, Eina mesum shon litam ad shiyitam ha-mevarech. Tosus gives two terutzim, at least two terutzim. We will discuss the first two. Number one, Tosus suggests that maybe there's a chiluk between food and drink. And number two, Tosus suggests that the case in Pesach was an instance where everybody had their own drink. Each individual had their own coat. The rule, Ein Amasun Rishon Litom Ad Sheyitom HaMevarech, Tosus suggests, only applies where they're drinking or eating out of the same challah. However, in the case of Pesachim, they were drinking out of different cups, hence we do not have that rule. Tosus' position is codified in Shulchan Aruch. In Simin Kuv Samazayin Siv Tesvav, the Mechaber writes, Ein Amasun Subin Rishon Litom Ad Sheyitom HaBotzeya. Let's skip the language in the parentheses in the Shulchan Aruch for now. Vim kol echad ochal mikikaro v'en kulin tzkukin lakikar shebiyad abotzea reshoi litom kodim. However, says the Mechaber, there isn't a requirement if every individual has their own loaf of bread. Which means that the Mechaber paskins like this second teretz of Tosos, that the problem is specifically in regard to a person, a mavarech, who has one cup of wine or has one piece of challah. It should be noted that many people aren't careful about this halacha, and they pass out the bread guests before they eat. It's almost a Western courtesy. However, the halacha says not that way, that you should first eat and then pass around. This is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ayin Tes in the name of the Taz, that the Botzeya should first eat and then pass around to everybody else, so as not to get into the problem of Eina Botzeya, Roshoi Zitam. Eina Mesubin Roshon. The Prima Gadim in Eishel Avram, Sivkatan Lamid Hei, points out that there is a third answer to Tosus's question, the answer of the Rosh, and he gives nafkaminas between the position of the Rosh and the position of Tosos, and ultimately suggests to us the rationale of this halacha, which is not clear according to in our Gemara, nor by reading Tosos, nor by reading the Rosh, nor by reading the Mishnah Berurah, only from the Prima Gadim. The Rosh differentiates between the case of Pesachim, where one individual is being motzi another for Kiddush, versus the case of Challah. In that, Kiddush, he claims, is different than Birchas Hanen. Says the Rosh, when it comes to Kiddush, we have a rule of Yatsa Motzi, and that is that anybody could be Motzi somebody else. So the fact that the Mevarech didn't drink in no way should affect his ability to be Motzi someone else, even if he hasn't fulfilled his entire obligation, whatever his obligation might be, in doing bracha entirely properly. He doesn't even have to do the bracha properly vis-a-vis himself because of the rule Yatsa Motzi. If he was already Yotze, he could still be Motzi somebody else. He doesn't have to transfer his entire mitzvah, says the Rosh. However, when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, there's a rule, says the Rosh, and that is, the Gemara describes, Lo Yifros Prusa, Elam Kane Ochel Imohem. The only time you're supposed to be motzi someone else in a Berachas Hananin is if you yourself are eating with them. So the condition is for you to eat with them. Hence, the halacha mandates that you eat, and then they could be yotzi with you. Because if you didn't do the appropriate bracha vis-a-vis Berachas Hananin, if you didn't eat. When it comes to Kiddush, there isn't that requirement. V'haraya, that we have the rule, yotza motzi, as we described before. The Prima Gadim points out that the Rosh is different than Tosas. Tosas differentiated between whether the piece of bread is the same one, or it belongs that everybody is dividing. Piece of bread is the same one that everybody is dividing, or each individual has their own challah. What is Tosas' rationale, claims the Prima Gadim? It's halacha in derech eretz. That it's not derech eretz for every individual to be pulling at the bread before the mevarech eats. However, according to Rush, it has nothing to do with derech eretz. Rather, it is a halacha in brachos. And that is that in order to be motzi somebody else, you have to eat with them when it comes to Birchas Hanen. If that's so, to fulfill that condition, by the time that they eat, you should have fulfilled the entire condition of being motzi somebody who comes to Birchas Hanenin, in contrast, as we said before, when it comes to Kiddush. If that's so, the Prima Gadim says he has a nafkamina between the Rosh and Tosos, and in Shulchan Aruch, everything will come out perfectly. And that is, what happens if every person has their own cup? Do we say that the halacha is that you still need to wait for the botzea if everyone has their own challah? So as we delineated, the Tosas, as well as in Shulchan Aruch, say that the rule, Ein ha-mesumer shon litam ad sheitam ha-botzea, does not apply. Why does it not apply? Explains the Prima Gadim that the reason is because there's no chisaron in derech eretz. Not everybody is grabbing before the botzea. Or the botzea himself is not violating the rule of derech eretz by giving the others beforehand. However, when it comes to the Rosh's requirement, that in order to be motzi somebody in Birchas Hanenin, you have to fulfill all the requirements. Included in it is that you could only be motzi someone if you eat with them. Hence, before the individual ki'ilu accepts bracha, has the bracha transferred to him, the mevarech has to eat beforehand. So therefore, even if everybody has their own coast, says the Prima Gadim, according to the Rosh, then you would still have the rule, ein habotz em mesubin rashon litom ad shiyitom habotzea. How do we pass the halacha? Clear. In Shulchan Aruch, we say that it does not apply to when each person has their own challah. However, if there's one larger challah, in such a case, the balabayis should make the hamotzi, eat himself, give to others. He should not give to others before he eats himself, according to the Taz. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the first set of halachas from Das Mem Zayin. Our second topic is the halacha of being mezamein with an am haaretz and some basic klalim from the Chazon Ish about what constitutes an am haaretz. Our Gemara Mem Zayin Amud Beis told us that the halacha is that one is not allowed to be mezamein with an am haaretz. V'tanya ein mezamein al ha'am haaretz. And the Gemara also went on to give us the definitions of an am haaretz. See the Gemara over there. Tosas makes a very important point, and this point becomes the halacha. Tosas on the top of Zayin Amud Beis says, "V'ha'idna ein anu medagdikim uregilim anu lezamein." Tosa says that the custom today is not to follow this chumrah, if you will, and we do zimun even for someone who qualifies as an am haaretz, which according to the Gemara were, according to different Tanoim, different possibilities. One example was someone who doesn't read Kriya Shema Arvis V'Shachris. Rabbi Yeshua's example was Eino Maniach Tefillin, etc. So in those cases, even in those cases, we would still include them. Of course, the most striking example in the Gemara was even someone who didn't do Shimush Talmidei Chachamim would also qualify as an Am Haaretz. Yet nevertheless, Tosfos says that it doesn't apply. Look at Tosfos' reason, a fascinating reason why. Because the Gemara in Chagiga says, Kedei lo shelo yehei kol echad holech bone bama la'atzma. From the Gemara in Chagiga, we are concerned for people being disenchanted and going away from Klal Yisrael and building their own religions. So as a way of holding Klal Yisrael together, this is what it seems is the pshat in the Gemara Chagiga, we forego the rule of Ein Mezamnin al Ha'aretz. This psak is found as well, straight up in Shulchan Aruch. In Simin Kuv Tzadi Tes Siv Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says the exact opposite of the Gemara. Ha'aretz Gomur Mezamnim Olav Bizman Hazeh. Of course, it's not against the Gemara, but it adds Bizman. As it says in the Shulchan Aruch Bizman Hazeh, to emphasize that the halacha ki'ilu changed from the Gemara for the above-mentioned reason in Tosfos. It is important to note and to emphasize that in Am Haaretz, especially according to the rationale of the Gemara, that says that Am Haaretz is even someone who learnt but didn't do Shimush Talmidei Chachamim, is not the same thing as a Mumar. A mumar is someone who intentionally violates the Torah, and there are times that one is allowed to speak badly about him, etc., etc. The Chazanish in Zeroim, in Simin Yud Beis Sif Zayin, writes, V'chayovin anachnu l'hachayosam u'lehitiv imam. We have to live with them and do good with them. V'kol shekein shel l'harbo sinov etacharus, we should not increase hatred or competition beinenu veinehem. Va'ovrin alosina, and someone can violate the isra of losisna esachicha bilvavecha with an amaretz. Va'okam alavim she'ein isur nikal mi isur ze she'anu bon latzil osam mimenu. Hence, despite the fact that an amaretz, the phenomenon and the category still exists today in terms of trusting for trumas and maestros, as we see in the halachos of Demai, etc., etc., nevertheless, the Chazon Ish reminds us that all of the mitzvot, Bein Adam L'Chavero, will apply to them. And let's say the mitzvah that applies to denigrate the acts of Rishayim, etc., does not apply to someone who qualifies as an Am Haaretz. However, according to the Mishnah Berurah, there is one exception to the acceptance of all of those mentioned in the Gemara for Zimun. And that is, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkatan Beis, in that Simon, in Kuf Tzadi Tes, V'das HaMogen Avram Shebezeh Eim Nizamnim Olav, Eim Eino Mekayim Mitzvah Tatoira B'Dovar Mepursim Yisrael, Kegoyin She'ini Kari Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis. Something that has become so common, and that is for everyone to read at least Kriya Shema in the morning and the night, the Magen Avram says that individual we would still not be mizamin. Magen Avram explains that Bezek, even the Klal Yisrael Korin Kriya Shema, lo chashin l'kukula. What was the whole reason we included them? We were afraid that Klal Yisrael would become splintered. But Baruch Hashem, we have enough people that are saying Kriya Shema both b'shachris u'ba'erev, that, and it's so common, and it's such a given, such a thing, then he would not be included in a Zimun. Finally, there's another category that is introduced by the Mishnah Berurah, and that category needs to be qualified by a contemporary poskim. And that is that someone who unfortunately is worse than an Am Haaretz, in such a case, someone who would qualify as a Rasha, that does an Avera Bifarhesia, so then in such a case, he qualifies as a Rasha Gomur, and then he would not be included in a Zimun. It should be pointed out that the Sefer Zos HaBrach on page 132 quotes Reb Shlomo Zalman or Bach Zatzal, who says that this rule would not apply to those who qualify as a Tinok Shenishba, that they grew up without knowing any better, and those individuals could be included in a Zimun. Finally, the Chazon Ish Benogea, the halachos of Trumas and Maestros in terms of Demai
and the status of Am Aretz qualifies as Am Aretz as all of the above mentioned in our Gemara, including someone who wasn't Mishamesh Talmidei Chachamim. And he adds that based on Rashi and Bechoros and Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, that calls somebody Choshud on Shvius as an Am Aretz, we see that anybody who's over Alav Echad Mehalavim would qualify as Am Aretz, an individual, not only someone who doesn't put on tefillin, but even someone who violates an Isur Lav, if it's Onesh, is not Misa, would also qualify as an Am Aretz, and hence, there would be a problem in trusting them for Trumos and Maestros. However, in terms of benching, what came out was that we included them for Zimun. It could very well be, even if someone might qualify as a Mechalel Shabbos Bifar Hesia, if nevertheless he's a Tinuk Shenishba, they can also be included for Zimun. This concludes the halachos for Daf Mem.